You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Roman Podcast,
we talk about a children's nursery rhyme on repeat, a crowd consensus on a galaxy guardian, a buffalo with a bad aim, and a carbo-loading trash panda wins a staring contest with a Canadian.
All that and more in episode 131 of the Roman Podcast.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman Laveau.
And I'm Rob Gast.
Mr. Rob Gast.
Yes, it is I. I am on the pitching end of our fantasy game we are currently embridled in.
It took like 0.2 seconds. We turned the recording equipment on and
just so everybody knows, I know this is our fantasy, quick fantasy update. Roman and I are in the same division. The Premier Division, of course, and he started his season 2-0, and I shit the bed starting 0-2.
And this now we're playing each other.
Yeah, and we're finally playing each other, and it's the pinnacle game, because if Roman would have won, he would have started running away with the division, and if I would have lost, I would have started heading into the basement real fast. My season is...
No, it's very important to say that I still have one more game tonight.
You have one guy left, and I have three guys left, and I have a 60-point lead, I think.
Like, isn't it more than 60? It's a fucking, it's insulting is what it is.
It's a raping of spectacular magnitude is what's happening.
Basically, I was so mad yesterday. Like, just like as soon as it started, the first 10 minutes of when the game started, my guy was like, instead of being like, I don't know, I was expecting, 20, 30 points out of my guy.
Yeah.
-8. And he stayed at -8, -9 the entire game. And I'm like, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, it's one of those things. My quarterbacks lit it up, literally. And your quarterbacks literally shit the bed. So anyway, people don't want to hear about that's our fantasy update.
I don't even want to hear about this.
Exactly. So thumbs up for Rob for finally getting a win.
Can't thumbs up yourself, you dick.
I just did. Yay. Two literal thumbs in the air. So yeah, other than that, I was in our hometown this weekend that just passed.
Oh, right. So you're in
Sudbury.
Canada's Wonderland? Oh, Sudbury.
Yes. Where the women and the wind blow.
That's right.
it was kind of cool looking around, seeing the old, I was staying, of course, in our little suburb that we stayed in. Everything's, trees are taller, roads are still shitty, and not much has changed.
And you want to move back there?
Oh, yeah, I'm moving back, for sure.
Well, whatever, man. I would never see it happening for myself.
Well, yeah, but your entire family has migrated down south, so now your whole family's down here with you, and my whole family's still up north, so that's you, man.
Well, that's all the more reason for me to leave.
Yeah. Well, are you going to go even further south now, or are they just going to chase you? Like a Benny Hill scene?
Going to L.A., man. Why not?
Why not? L.A., here comes Roman. All right. So other than that, yeah, check out the hometown. It's pretty cool. Nice to see everybody. And what else is going on? I was going to mention something. I had something at the top of my head, and I couldn't quite figure it out.
So how's that Alzheimer's treating you?
Good, apparently. It's working.
I don't remember.
A couple things we're not going to touch on again. We're not a political show. There's political shit going on everywhere, and people come here for the laughs. We say that all the time. Also, too, there was a we're not going to jump on the pumpkin spice hating fucking thing that's going on.
I know what we are going to talk about.
Are we hating on pumpkin spice?
Yeah, well, the pumpkin guys, that's for sure. I hate those pumpkin guys.
those pumpkin fuckers.
No, what we are going to talk about is I had an alarm set in my phone because it was something I read a long time ago, I think about 6 months ago. And it said that every fall / right. Halloween, the scary cereals come out.
Yes.
right? The ones that we that are very rare, that like, okay, so you have Count Chocula is all year round. Yep. You get that all year round. But the blueberry and the
frankenberry.
And there's a couple other additional ones that they had that were just kind of, you know, they had them for a few years.
Right. Some mummy one or something.
Yeah, mummy and a werewolf one. But those ones, as far as I know, aren't coming out. So the three main ones come out together, and they haven't really come out in Canada too much. It said that they come out in Buffalo. So I said alarm, and I said, well, you know what? If I get a chance, maybe I'll run across the border, pick some up. And really, they're a gift for my brother because I don't eat that stuff anymore.
Of course, yeah. I was going to say,
They were going to be a gift for my brother because he does Halloween up big.
Okay.
So they were going to be kind of like display pieces for him.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And so my other brother calls me from Walmart, and he goes, look what I found. And two of the three boxes are in the Walmarts here.
Nice. Ironically, I don't know why, but I fucking know about this. Apparently, frankenberry is having a hard time getting across the border.
Oh, really?
So if we had any American friends that want to smuggle us some frankenberry, that's a strawberry one. You can get that. Get a hold of us, romanpunicast@gmail.com, and we'll work out something.
Yeah, I know that when it initially came out, not here, but in the U.S., there was a side effect. The dye was too powerful, and people were peeing like pink.
Yeah, and of course, red dye in your stool is probably not cool.
Yeah, they were peeing red, and then people were just like, "Oh my god, something's wrong."
Yeah,
just because the dye was so powerful. So that all got resolved. So that's not an issue anymore. But it's interesting to find out that the frankenberry, which is so hard to get even back then.
Yeah,
that no wonder that my brother said though that the aisle was completely tore up. He says it was like whoever was there just
went crazy.
But I mean, you can order them on Amazon.
Yeah. Right?
You can get a 4-pack of whichever one you want, but they're selling for like $127 Canadian. So it's like somebody hoarded them and they've been selling them for years going like, oh, if you want them, I got them. It's like, oh, well, now they're at Walmart.
Not fucking cocaine.
Exactly. Like, but you know what? During the year when you want to get it for if you're a collector, I can see them trying to gouge people.
Of course.
$130 is ridiculous.
We saw that with the Memories of Szechuan peanut sauce there from fucking McDonald's.
What sauce?
Szechuan sauce, peanut sauce, whatever it was. No, that was the President's Choice. That was a no-name brand up here in Canada. It was called Memories of Szechuan peanut sauce. It was like, that's a long name for a sauce. Anyway, yeah. So,
That's my goal now, is to try to find the frankenberry if possible.
Yeah, but if we get this a lot in the what you would call the nerd community. When I was at Celebration, there's a lot of things they have that are exclusively sold at certain places, like.
Well, that's the thing. The Comic-Con sold exclusive
Funko Pops or figures.
These ones were actually tiki figures,
right,
of the three main characters. So it was pink, blue, and brown.
Yeah,
the count, and it was like a tiki cup.
Yeah.
Plastic molded, of course, but it was exclusive for Comic-Con visitors.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I got a Star Wars pack. It was an action, like a little tiny action figure, Star Wars figure with two droids, and it came in like a three set, and it was, but they're only sold at the San Diego Comic-Con, and you're only allowed to buy so many, so I bought a couple, and then I have some collector friends up here that love them, so hooked them up. But a lot of these guys go up and sell them on eBay, that like you said, like with your, like with the frankenberry, like there was an action figure that was for sale when I went to Celebration in Orlando in like 2017.
Right.
I bought it for a friend of mine. Hey, here you go. Yeah, and it was $21 American. Now they're like $800 Canadian on eBay because they're so exclusive. Like it's right. Like what the fuck.
Yeah, you gotta wonder if you go to like a porn convention, what kind of exclusivity are they?
Wow, well, yeah, I don't know.
Exclusive hand job. Oh, okay.
And that's just, I know that just sounds like a road trip for the Roman Pontiff for science, statistical purposes. Yeah,
Rob's getting a rub and tug, and all you hear from the tent is science,
science. No, of course not. You can. I'm a happily married man. I'll just sit there and watch and take notes.
Wait, what do you mean you're going to watch?
What else am I supposed to do? Fucking help?
fucking watch me. What the fuck, man?
I'm just watching the technique. I'm not watching you per se. I'm watching the dude giving you the hand job. I'm not fucking watching you.
Well, he works really hard. He doesn't need you staring.
What am I, gay? Come on now. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, something's wrong. Yeah. Well, let's just say there's a spectrum. We'll just go with that. other than that, so okay, yeah. This is a kind of a plague thing that goes on, especially with anything exclusive. We saw it with the Szechuan sauce at McDonald's. We see it with Frankenberry now, and now we see it with like all these exclusives at all these Comic Cons and celebrations. And but hey, people, we live next door to a very, very capitalistic country. You know what I mean? And true. Any way to make a buck, that's how they make a buck. Like, so, you know, you can't fault them. That's their society.
No, it's all good. I mean, we're part of it as well. We're a little more modest sometimes.
Yeah.
We like to get in there, you know.
We have no problem with making money. It just, we'll say sorry if we if we buy the last Frankenberry.
If you've seen videos online of Black Friday, U.S. versus Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You see the difference.
Oh yeah.
US, it's like an all out brawl. And Canada, some people like kind of just like run walk, just speed walk.
Briskly. And also too in Canada, nobody wants to be at the front of the line because we're Canadian, you gotta hold the door for everybody in the lineup because you're the guy at the front. So if you're ever in Canada, make sure you're the second in line, then technically you'll be the first in the door.
Unless because it's so cold, we have a lot of stores with double doors.
Yes, we do. Yeah. So maybe around fifth in line. That way you're in. Yeah. Don't ever be because
there could be those barriers for handicap. You might have to hold that one.
Oh,
so,
fuck. Yeah.
Fifth in line, fourth, fifth in line. You're pretty safe.
Yeah. Because, you know, we have to hold the door. Like, we just want to listen to this. It's off. God damn
it. Listen to this. They're going like, what's wrong with these people?
Just what we have to do. Yeah, we hold doors and, you know, I mean, pushing chairs and whatever, you know. It's what we do. We're Canadian. Other than that, I had something. Hopefully it comes back to me. We've both been very, 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 very busy. And this is, of course, this time of year is it's high school football. It's the fall ball. And also there's fall football leagues and I ref football. So like, I think I got like 7 games this week.
Right.
On top of my regular full-time job and husband and baby and all dad and all the other stuff. So
your husband or you are the husband?
I am the husband.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure he appreciates it.
He does.
Everybody listens going live.
No, everybody's like, what? Yes. Yeah, no. I'm married to a woman, a very wonderful woman. So there.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Come on.
Nicole's awesome.
Yes, she is. Yes. Yes. Mrs. Cass.
We'll make fun of each other. We just won't make fun of each other's family members.
No, of course not. No. Because believe me, that could get real ugly.
Yeah. Exactly.
On both sides. Yeesh. Yeah,
exactly. And not like by Rob doing anything. Just family member, just like Nicole punching me in the face.
Yeah, yeah. Pointing out the obvious of each other's families would be horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Not like we'd both have to dig very far for material.
I'll look at your family. Look at my okay, you know what?
We're good.
We're good.
Awesome. You know what we should do, though? We should jump into our headlines.
Probably.
Yes, why not?
Okay. Well, since we were talking about spooky things, cereal. Okay, so listen to this headline. Spooky nighttime children's voices turned out to be something even creepier than ghosts.
Oh, no.
Residents of a small town in England have been haunted by the eerie sounds of a child singing an old nursery rhyme. And it was freaking people out.
Of course.
It's raining, it's pouring, the old man is snoring, the young voice echoed in the night. Look, I saw a comedian say this once. He says, what is scarier? Animal noises, you know, a monster noises, or a child's voice. And everybody was like, well, of course, monster's noise. And he goes, really? Break down on the side of the road. What do you want to hear coming from the bushes? Or do you want to hear, hello? What the fuck was that? If I hear a child's voice singing, I'm running.
Yes.
So that's what they were hearing all night, this child's voice. He says, he went to bed and bumped his head and couldn't get up in the morning.
Of course not. Yeah.
You know, the first time I heard it, it was terrifying. They said that when it got cold and sick, they were wondering what the hell was going on every time they heard this. And basically, It was a security system set up that if anybody would come around the person's house, the music would start playing.
Nice.
So the person, so people would leave, right? But right. what they didn't know is that it looks like there were spiders crawling in front of the sensors.
Oh, wow.
And it would set off the song over and over all night long.
Oh, no.
So people from like way across the house, you know, or the other side of the neighborhood, of the bushes or whatever, like, they would hear this creepy song. They'd be like, what the fuck is that?
Exactly. Well, it's okay. It's a great idea. And, you know, and it's, you know, when we are nearing next month, we got the Halloween going on. So yeah, I thought you were going to say someone was playing a prank, but no, that's awesome. Especially if you live in like a creepy area, like that's fantastic.
Yeah, well, initially for that, but is it for the neighbors, and like this guy was, I guess he was on vacation or something,
right?
Right. So these spiders were literally just like crawling in front of the sensor, setting this thing off, right. And it was going nonstop, like 24 hours a day.
Yeah, you might want to dial back the sensitivity on your sensors, but I mean,
yeah, and it's kind of like living next to it.
Yeah, but you know what though? Kudos. I like the idea. I like the initiative. It just needs a little bit of tweaking. Because anything, if you're walking up, you mean to say if there has been known to be, say, religious people of certain churches that happen to knock on your door, and wouldn't that be, you mean, something you want playing in the bushes? Or if salespeople or solicitors, or as we know here in Toronto, fuck, if you want your cocksucking air ducts clean, just fucking, you'll get a phone call tonight, don't worry about it.
Yeah, you know, you're gonna think it's mental telepathy or something like that.
Yes,
they're like, the phone's gonna ring, somebody's gonna ask me about duct cleaning.
Yes,
that's gonna happen anyway.
Yeah. So if there's one of those people coming door to door, then yeah, you mean, of course, this is a great idea. Now just I applaud the initiative, just gotta do a little tweaking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, not setting it off nonstop. And,
of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so there's that.
There is that, yeah. Oh, but did you want to talk, just real quick, that duct cleaning thing. This is, we live in the GTA, the Greater Toronto Area, and the Golden Horseshoe down here, that's in Ontario. And there is this thing where we get calls from, you mean like, that from duct cleaning places.
Yep.
And it is ad nauseum. They've started calling my cell phone. And I lost it. I lost it on him, telling him this isn't a home line. I'm at fucking work. Like fuck off. And I'm normally not rude. If somebody's soliciting, that's fine. Ah, no, thanks. Not interested. But when it's every day, it's just like, and they, it's like, they just hang up. Like, hey, whatever. Like, I'm almost.
Well, those companies have been charged. You know, those are Canadian companies hiring Pakistani people to do that, right? And because like we tell them at the beginning,
exactly.
I'm gonna do not call us, and they're like, we don't care, we're an international
group. Exactly, and we're, and it's not because the people calling are from Pakistan. That's just because their laws allow them to get away from no call lists and everything else. It's
exactly.
And those people are just those people have a job like everybody else does. I'm not faulting the person, but I'm almost to the point where it's like, yeah, you know what? I'd love my fucking ducks clean. Can you come here today and just let them roll in the driveway and beat them like a bunch of circus monkeys?
Well, they've already been fined. A lot of them have been fined like serious cash by the government.
Because, I hope so.
Because they've, you know, it's not hard to figure out who it is. When you say yes, they show up at your door.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So my brother had done that a couple times where he told them, yeah, sure, here, come to this address, and then didn't tell me.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, we're here to clean your ducts. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, yeah, somebody agreed to this. I'm like, no, wait. And then my brother's in the living room like, I did it. And it's just like, dude, yeah, now I got to deal with it.
Yeah, deal with it, or actually pay for it because you got to, yeah, exactly. But it's not.
Like, I didn't, I told him, I'm a homeowner. I didn't ask for this. Leave. And then after he told me what it was,
yeah,
I said, well, at least you could have told me that. I could have told them to go fuck themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, but that's why I started getting the calls on my cell phone. And I told him, I said, like, look, I just start making shit up. I'm like, oh, I live in a trailer. There are no ducks here. I live in a mobile home. I have to say it in a way.
Anything to get off the list.
Well, they're from Pakistan, right? So you try to say, oh, I live in a trailer. And they're like, they don't know what you mean.
No, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So and again,
I live in a mobile home. He's like, oh, okay. So there are no ducks here. Oh, okay. So would you like to schedule someone to come over? Like, just not listening to whatever you're saying anyways.
No.
That pisses me off.
Yeah.
And he called himself Jimmy one time, and I was just like, yo, Jimmy, because he just kept talking.
Yes.
He's like, yes? I go, I just said I live in a mobile home. Yeah. Are you not listening? Oh, I'm so sorry. And he hung up, and I was just like,
yeah.
Like, look, dude, okay, I get it. You're doing your thing.
Exactly.
That's But if you're not even going to listen to my response,
yes, please, you know, yeah, let's find some, yeah, yeah. And again, it's not because the caller is from Pakistan. It just that's where they can get away with it from. It's not like we don't give a shit. Where it could be me calling you every day for duck cleaning, and you get pissed.
International call, but it doesn't apply to the do not call list, and that's what's, yeah. what I meant by where they're calling from. I don't care, like wherever you want to call from, but it's just. You know, like if I already say no, and it's the same company yeah. calling back every day. I mean, yeah. literally, I get 5 calls a day for duck cleaning.
Yeah, exactly. And what do they need? Like, did they not get the memo? No means no. We learned that in high school. You know, and like, come on.
Yeah. Anyways, let's go back to some headlines.
Yes, please. Yes.
You're getting me very angry.
Very angry.
Angry. All right. So I got 2 stories about baseball, and I think I want to – well, I don't know if this first one's baseball. Let's do this. Okay, so a U.S. baseball team has just changed its name to the Rocket City Trash Pandas.
Nice. So raccoons.
Yeah, so it was up for a vote.
Yeah.
Right? And they can. They had the different ones that they could choose from. So they had the Rocket City Trash Pandas, right? They were going to go with what are the other ones they had down here? They had the Thunder Sharks.
Okay.
Right. The Space Chimps.
Right.
The Moon Possums.
Right.
And the Comet Jockeys.
Comet Jockeys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm assuming from if it's Rocket City, it probably has something to do with a city that was made like because of the space boom in the 60s.
Well, no, Rocket Raccoon, right?
I understand that, but you understand the city was named before the
Guardian of Wisconsin, so.
Guardians of the Galaxy came out, like right?
No, that's kind of what they
Oh, I understand what they're doing.
Kind of like Toronto and the Raptors, right? When Jurassic Park came out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's let's name our team that. So it's I don't think Madison's known as Rocket City as far as I know.
Oh, okay. Maybe not. But either way, it just sounds it's all of them are a lot of them are space oriented. Now, those of you that haven't watched Guardians of the Galaxy, what are you doing? It's a great movie. It's funny and you should see it. And I'm not just saying that cuz I'm a nerd. It's just it's entertaining. So anyway, but there's a character called Rocket Raccoon, and it's a little raccoon.
Oh, sorry, it's in Tennessee, by the way. It's not in Tennessee.
There you go. It's a raccoon who's been genetically modified to act like a human, and it's who is he voiced by? Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, by Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. So Rocket Raccoon. But in the movie, they call him a trash panda because we know raccoons dig through trash. So, and again, did they leave it up to like an internet voting poll?
Yeah, instead of internet, it was online, but it was basically like people of the town. They said, we're going to let you pick the name.
Right.
So instead of being like kind of a Bodie McBoatface type situation.
Right.
But they knew that's what was going to happen. They were okay with it. They were saying like, we want you to vote.
These are all the sanctioned names that we'll allow. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and they said, well, you could also write in some more, but the owners of the team said, we want the town to pick the name. So whatever it is. Yeah. Even if it's something totally ridiculous, well, you're stuck with it. It's your team.
Yeah.
Right?
Because you're going to have to wear merch that has trash pandas on it.
Yeah. And so it says Rocket City, and then it says there's a tail underneath it, and I think the word raccoon is in it or something. So the merchandise is coming out. I think it's cool. I mean, like people from all over are going to be buying this merchandise.
Yeah. And, you know, it's way better. Our hometown has got a basketball team now. It's like a Canadian league. It's like minor league basketball. So, obviously, our hometown is not going to have an NBA team.
Right.
And it's called the, they named it, it's expansion team. They start this year, and they're called the Sudbury Five. The Sudbury Five. That's the name. Because there's 5 guys on the court. Sudbury and the Big Nickel. Those aren't aware. There's a massive nickel the size of your house in Sudbury. There's a whole other litmus of reasons why they called it Sudbury Five, but that's basketball.
The five tourist things is part of that.
I have no idea. Just look it up. But anybody who lives in our hometown, you'll know what I'm talking about. I was looking community. Forward to our hometown having another entertainment. Like I like the idea of them having a basketball team, but the name is a little odd.
Well, the name is so generic and non-offensive. It's brutal. It reminds me of that TV show Community where they said, "Here's our mascot." Human being.
Exactly. Not to offend anybody. Yeah, so I got no problem with Trash Panda. Like, do you? Like, what do you
I absolutely think it's hilarious. I think it's awesome.
And you think it's going to be one of those things where you just don't, like, associate it anymore? It's just like, yeah, like, the TPs? You mean? Like, it's just going to be a thing. Like when you mentioned the Toronto Raptors, we don't think of Jurassic Park when we hear Raptors every day on our sports show.
I used to say Trash Panda before that Galaxy movie came out.
Oh, of course. But you understand what I'm saying. Like, once a team adopts a name, like, when you say the Packers, you think of Green Bay. You don't think of people working in a packing company.
No, you know, exactly. And then, you know, I never, you know, that's what I mean. Like, so I used to call them that before this, before the movies. They're doing this. Yeah. And then once the Guardians thing fades out, they're not, some people won't know.
Yeah.
And still, exactly. Like, it's still going to be a funny thing.
Yeah, exactly. And again, and then once you start hearing it, you'll be associating that with the team instead of, especially if you're from that area.
Yeah.
You mean like when somebody says, oh, you see the dinos last night? We know we're talking about the Raptors. Like, we don't think, like, what? Jurassic Park? No, it's the Raps. Like, we...
Okay. So this is not a baseball story. It's actually a football story.
Okay.
All right. So Colorado football mascot Chip. That's his name, I guess. Yes. Chip.
Yeah.
Shoots self in groin with t-shirt cannon.
Holy fuck. Like, like, was it a ricochet or did he just...
No. Literally, like, they handed him the t-shirt cannon, and I guess he really couldn't see how he was holding it.
He held it backwards,
hit the trigger, and then just launched a t-shirt into his nuts.
Oh, Chip. Yeah.
It says, University of Colorado Buffalo's mascot nearly lost his Rocky Mountain Oysters on Saturday. He and the poor person wearing his costume accidentally blasted himself in the groin with a t-shirt cannon during the Buffalo's football game against the University of New Hampshire. He went down hard, and there was a video. He went down solidly hard. They had to bring out, you know, the cart they use for when football players break their legs and you know, and they...
They got the green
cart there?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they had to put him on that.
Yeah, they
had to put him on there. And while they were carting him away, he was giving everybody the thumbs up and all that, and they were all cheering him off. And then I think he came back out. It says he eventually returned to see the Buffalo complete their victory. He says he reported to the – he says, I'm good, guys, Chip wrote on Twitter. I guess their team was remained unbeaten. Can't say the same for Chip when Colorado hosts, blah, blah, blah. We recommend that he stay away from the souvenir blasting. No shit. Stay away from the goddamn t-shirt cannon, man.
Okay, so...
So, Daddy, how did you lose your testicle? Well, you know, I was in a shooting. Really? Yeah?
Okay, so, it's just, I can understand. You could totally see how it happens. Because you got this big, massive, I'm sure, like, mascot outfit on, and they usually have this big bulbous head on them. And someone just, like... I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Was he like a the Buffaloes. It was. I guess it was like a Buffalo. It was almost like a. I guess if I had, yeah, I guess it looked like a kind of like a Buffalo, kind of like a Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, kind of like that.
Of course, yeah, exactly, yeah. But we've seen him. Yeah, you
know, like a moose is more. It looked almost like a moose.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and then he just he grabbed the gun, and you could tell he was kind of looking down, going like, "Oh, what are you heading, boosh?"
Wow, just fuck, bud.
Like, separated the boys a little too far.
And this is coming from, like, we can sympathize. We played road hockey with that. Remember that orange ball? It's not anybody that's from Canada knows exactly what I'm fucking talking about. It's a fluorescent orange ball, and it's you think pucks are hard, but these, once they're frozen, these are pretty hard.
Yeah, and they're a solid kind of
plastic.
Slightly malleable, like it's a, like when it's warm, you could kind of squeeze them a little bit.
If you're playing street hockey in the summer, it's not going to hurt you that much.
And they're hollow on the inside, but once they get cold,
it's
like being hit with a bullet, man. It's so painful.
Especially up here in Canada, where like everybody has a wicked slap shot. Well, I mean, nobody shoots a slap shot less than like what, 30 miles an hour? Like everybody, even your sister, can do like 35 easy.
Yeah, and when it hits you, you always get hit in the thighs.
Oh, yeah, or the shin.
And it stings because your skin is already, like, cold and in pain from the cold. And then you get slapped on. So sometimes you get home there at the end of the day and you take your pants off to go take a shower.
Yeah.
You have, like, four or five bruises all over your legs. And you're like, oh, God damn that.
But everybody's had that one or two shots right to the family jewels. Yeah, yeah, like it just happens.
Hey, you know, as much as guys like to brag, you know, that is a small area. You have to be a great shot to hit that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because in general, sure, yeah, and especially if you're hitting the nut sack, like it's not like you're hitting dong. No. Yeah, I mean, there's a difference. See, I mean, like you can take a shot to the dong, like you know what I mean, but not the sack. Like it's just a you know.
Well, it hurts, but it's the ball sack. That's it, man.
But also teenage boys are in Canada too. Like they're
it's cold and everything's kind of tucked up. There.
Yeah, and also too, some things are a little bit used to the wear. it has a second skin per se. Yeah. Anyway, the nut sack not so much, but the dong's good. Dong's pretty resilient. Believe me.
Okay, enough about you, dong.
Enough about the dong.
Okay, last story.
Okay, real quick.
This is a local story. This raccoon stared a Toronto woman down while eating all of her bread in front of her.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so basically, raccoons are the kings of Toronto. We know. They look like small dogs.
Yes.
Actually, they look like large dogs. I shouldn't say small. Yeah. I saw one in my driveway that even if I had a hockey stick, there's no way I would have been able to move it. It was the size of a German Shepherd.
Yeah.
I've never seen things so big. You know, so they dig up people's lawns. They poop on their porches. They take over attics. And even after the city spent $31 million on raccoon-proof trash cans, they still managed to break into the things.
Of course they do.
They did, and it's true. Having successfully outsmarted their human overlords, Toronto raccoons seem bored and just start picking through trash scraps and now have brought their siege into people's homes. So basically what happened here was a woman walked in the kitchen and there's a raccoon that was on her counter and decided to kind of like prop itself up on the toaster.
Right.
And just stare at her. And then she had like a broom and she was like, get the fuck out of here. And he wasn't even flinching. And then he just kept staring at her, and it was a staring contest.
Right.
And as the staring contest is going on, the raccoon reaches over into the bag of bread and starts pulling out a loaf and eating it in front of her. And then still staring at her, grabs another loaf, like menacingly, like, I'm gonna sit here and eat all your goddamn bread, and you can't do nothing about it. And I ain't going to look away from you, and you ain't going to look away from me. And she was like, I don't know what to do. And he just sat there menacingly eating all her bread right in front of her.
That's fantastic.
It's fucking amazing.
It's just like you could see it. Like you could visualize a raccoon just slowly dipping his little hand into the bread, pulling it out, and just not breaking eye contact, just staring the whole time. It'd be fantastic.
Yep. And he said that, and they said that because of the way that she was trying to get rid of it, instead of being like aggressive, she was just kind of like, oh, well, what do I do? I don't want to hurt it, but I don't want this thing out of here. They said it was like the most Canadian thing that ever happened.
Of course. And also, too, I know in the city I've seen when they're removed, even when they come, trappers come and get them, they have like these harmless traps. They lure them in, they go in, and they're in the trap, but they can't bring them more than a kilometer away. That's the law. So they literally end up at your house eventually again.
Really?
Yeah, because they can't take them out of their element, right? So
yeah, and there's just so many of them.
Yes, exactly. So, but anyway, you know, I mean, good for the raccoon. Like, you know, I mean,
like, you're sitting there and you're like, goddamn raccoon, you got to get out of my kitchen. Raccoon's like, do 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 do. You know, like the big fucking Western showdown.
Yes.
And then she just, his right arm reaches out, grabs a piece of bread and just eats it.
Just slowly.
Without even moving. Just staring at you, but his arm reached out to the side and started pulling that bread in and eating, going, okay, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Yeah, can't do anything. Fuck it. He's eating bread.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Fucking amazing.
Awesome. Okay, well, what we're going to do, we're going to take care of a quick little bit of housekeeping before we get out of here. Remember, if you want to, Twitter us. What am I doing? I do this every week. Well, how come I can't do this? You want to reach us on Twitter, Roman Podcast. Or at Roman Pond and Cass on Twitter. Also, if you want to reach me, I am at Robert MM Cass on Twitter and Cass1973 on Instagram. And also, Roman is Roman at Roman Citizens on absolutely everything. That's Twitter, Snapchat, Grindr, Tinder, Instagram, the whole shebang. You can, Roman's everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. The Christian Connections.
Christian Connections.
Our Time. This Is Our Time.
Exactly. Yeah. Over 50, under 20. Like, it's weird. But anyway, all those sites. Also, too, do not forget RomanPodcast.com. You can check out the networks we're on, the EMC Podcast Network and the Tangent Bound Network. And also, we are endorsed by the Emotionally 14 guys. So that's our good friend Rob Wade, our UK correspondent. Go check out emotionally14.com. That's 14, the numeric 14, not written out. So emotionally14.com, and check out all the other good shows they have there, including ours. And of course, don't forget about our Tasty Nude campaign. If you have any Tasty Nudes you want to send Roman, send them to romanpodcast@gmail.com. And if you have any Tasteful Nudes, send them to me. I'm the married guy. I'll gladly look at a Tasteful Nude. That's like art. So I'll look at that. That's romanpodcast@gmail.com. And of course, last but not least, do not forget about a review reach around. If you would like to give Roman or Rob a review reach around, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a star rating and review.
That is a 5-star. I'm going to eat your damn bread. Reach around.
There you go. So until next week, I'm Rob Gast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
What would you do with the powers of creation? Would you speak of triumph? Would you talk of joy? Or would yours be a chorus of rage? The Tangent Bound Network is seeking those with the powers of voice to join an international network of podcasters. Visit tangentboundnetwork.com and let your voice be heard.